Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 13th of October 2023. Today's topic is, I shall be the head. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 8 through 14. Verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Verse 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand, or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Key verse. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13a. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Victoria was coming home from an errand one evening when a sudden fear gripped her heart. She had to pass through a shortcut to her house, and unfortunately, everywhere was becoming dark due to power outage. As she doubled her pace, she began to pray and quote the promises of God. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Suddenly, all of her fears disappeared and she felt the peace of God in her heart. Victoria was able to enjoy God's presence at such a time because she had made peace with God and had been forgiven of all her sins. The Bible refers to God as Jehovah Shalom. He is the God of peace who gives his peace for our fears and makes us live in peace with others. Jesus is the Prince of Peace who came to reconcile us back to God the Father. If you have made peace with God, it is your duty to live at peace with everyone and also lead sinners to make peace with him. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, let your peace reign in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, John chapter 16 verses 33. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.